BBC News with Ian Purden. Sudan has ordered at least six aid agencies out of the country after the International Criminal Court issued a warrant for the arrest of President Omar al-Bashir over his government's treatment of civilians in the western region of Darfur. The agencies have been running the world's biggest humanitarian operation there, and an Oxfam spokeswoman said the move would have a devastating effect on hundreds of thousands of people. The chief prosecutor of the ICC, Luis Moreno Ocampo, said the Sudanese leader could be arrested the next time he left the country.
As soon as Omar al-Bashir travels through international airspace, he can be arrested, like Slobodan Milosevic or Charles Taylor. Omar al-Bashir's destiny is to face justice. It will be in 2 months or in 2 years, but he will face justice.
The International Criminal Court in The Hague ruled that President al-Bashir should answer 7 counts of war crimes and crimes against humanity. The British government says it's seeking ways to re-establish contact with the Lebanese Hezbollah movement. Britain's had no official contact with the Islamist organisation for 4 years, our diplomatic correspondent Paul Adams reports.
The government has had no contact with Hezbollah since 2005 and only last year put the organisation's military wing on a list of proscribed organisations over its alleged training of insurgents in Iraq. But speaking to members of the Parliamentary Foreign Affairs Committee, the Foreign Office Minister Bill Rammel confirmed that the government is now looking for ways to establish contact with Hezbollah's political wing. Since last summer, the party has been a member of Lebanon's National Unity Government, and officials admit that contacts are hard to avoid.
The British Prime Minister Gordon Brown has told a joint session of Congress in Washington that the United States should seize the moment for international cooperation to resolve the global financial crisis. He called for cooperation in establishing new banking rules.
So just think how each of our actions, if combined, could mean a whole much greater than the sum of its parts. All and not just some banks stabilised. On fiscal stimulus, the impact multiplied because everybody is doing it. Rising demand in all our countries, creating jobs in each of our countries. And trade once again the engine of prosperity, the wealth of nations restored.
A BBC political correspondent says Mr. Brown was warmly applauded by the members of the Congress when he talked about the long friendship between the two countries, but his warnings against economic protectionism were met with a more muted response. Online and on air, this is the World News from the BBC. Colombia has extradited one of its most powerful drug traffickers to the United States, the latest in a series of extraditions aimed at breaking the power of the country's drug gangs. Miguel Angel Mejia, known as the Twin, was put on board a plane belonging to the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration and was flown to Miami. At least 19 inmates are reported to have been killed in battles between drug gangs at a prison in northern Mexico. Officials said many others were injured as prisoners fought with knives and set fire to cell blocks. Police, backed by soldiers, later regained control of the desert prison south of Ciudad Juarez on the border with the United States. German police have been carrying out coordinated raids across the country as part of an investigation into the promotion of neo-Nazi music. The production and sale of music that promotes an extremist agenda or racial hatred is illegal in Germany. Paddy Clark has the details.
The German authorities have been carrying out a monitoring operation since 2007 to track down the distribution of recordings on the internet. The raids covered every state in Germany, and the police seized more than 45,000 suspect recordings and dozens of computers and weapons. They suspect more than 200 people of involvement, but have not yet issued any arrest warrants. Government figures show that more than 60 years after the Holocaust, anti-Semitic crimes are on the rise again. Neo-Nazism is a particular problem in the former communist eastern part of Germany, where unemployment is nearly double the western level.
A man who's been blind for 3 decades has told the BBC he now has limited vision after being fitted with a bionic eye. The 73-year-old man was fitted with the experimental device called Argus 2 7 months ago at a London hospital. It uses a miniature camera mounted on sunglasses to transmit images to the back of the eye. From there, they're sent to the brain with the help of an artificial retina. BBC.